federal regulations require public drinking water to be regularly tested for a long list of potential contaminants. But as Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, owners of private wells test or don't test what they want. And some experts say that's unnecessarily risking the health of more than 150,000 Kansans.
New research from Kansas State University shows the quality of groundwater in the Great Bend Aquifer in south central Kansas is a lot worse today than it was 30 years ago. The main culprit is nitrate, which comes from the fertilizer farmers use on their fields.
The change that we see is comparable to the most extreme change measured by a nationwide study. So this is a pretty big increase in nitrate.
That's Matthew Kirk. He's an associate professor of geology at Kansas State University. High levels of nitrogen in water can lead to serious health issues such as shortness of breath. It can even cause death in young children and older adults. In his research, 7 of the 22 monitoring wells Kirk tested exceeded the federal limit for nitrates in drinking water. But the federal limit only applies to public drinking water, what you drink if you get your water from a city. There are no federal or state regulations protecting the water quality of private wells. There aren't even any rules that private drinking wells be tested at all.
I think one of the big takeaways, one of the important things that I hope people get out of this is that they should have their water tested.
Brian Snelton is the president-elect of the National Groundwater Association. He says it recommends private well owners do a basic quality test for bacteria and nitrates once a year. But testing your well is a lot like other home improvement tasks.
Some people tend to overlook it. It's one of those things that you can forget about. It's like changing your car oil or you know, getting a yearly service on your HVAC system.
While a basic test is going to be fine in most cases, there are other chemicals some people need to worry about.
You want ice in it, or you just want it cold?
No ice.
Before contamination forced Randy Williams to connect to city water a few years ago, she always assumed the water she drank from her private well was clean.
The lady that sold us the house had us taste the water and hold it up to the light. She was like, see, it looks good. And then we had it tested on our own. And since it tested fine, no problems.
But it wasn't fine. A toxic plume of cancer-causing dry cleaning chemicals had tainted the well. It had likely been there for years. The chemical is odorless and tasteless, and basic water tests for bacteria wouldn't show that anything is wrong. Williams wishes she would have been more informed about the potential dangers near her well, such as dry cleaners and underground gas storage tanks.
Had we known, we probably would have done more testing, because of course we want to be healthy.
Meridian Labs in Wichita is one of a few places that offer comprehensive residential water testing. Jessica Jensen, the lab's technical director, says she often has to walk people through the results of the more complex tests.
Some people just need that peace of mind. I'm not giving them any extra information that we haven't already provided for them, but sometimes people just need to walk through.
Elizabeth Ablaw researches population health at the University of Kansas School of Medicine in Wichita. She says that knowledge gap is a big part of the problem. Without some kind of standardized statewide regulations, she says it's too much to expect regular people to fully grasp complex water quality issues.
If we are solely relying on quote-unquote educating the public about how to use their wells and which tests they need to be able to run, and the expectation is just too grand.
She and a colleague worked with state agencies and other stakeholders to develop 18 recommendations for improving and protecting well water quality. But that was a year ago, and so far, nothing has changed.
Really, there's no entity that is currently focusing on water quality for non-public water well users, and that is a problem.
She worries that without some kind of change, the roughly 150,000 Kansans with private water wells will have to continue relying largely on luck to know if what they're drinking is safe. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.